A whole new world, don't you dare close your eyes. What it do, ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturnino back again. And yes, I finally got to see the movie Aladdin. Yes, I saw it. I liked it. It was fun. It was a fun ride. If I could, I mean, that would be the best way to describe this movie, is a fun ride, you know? Just wanted to give my thoughts and opinions on it. And as always, there's going to be a little bit of a spoilers going on in this, so... Yeah, I mean, I had fun. I grew up, of course, watching the original Aladdin. I remember it was a school field trip to our little podunk town movie theater, which, fun fact, actually burnt down, I think, like, right after we saw that movie when it came out. And the firehouse was only, like, two buildings down from the theater. So, yeah, it just burnt down. It was a sad time. Sad time in Bastrop right there. But yeah, so I grew up watching the movie. Big fan of Robin Williams growing up too. Nanu Nanu bitches, you know what I'm saying? So first of all, Robin Williams is the genie, like for me, as always. With that being said, I think Will Smith did a great job. Okay, there's going to probably be a lot of haters. I actually knew somebody who I worked with who just hated Will Smith. Like... she hated him with a passion. She did not like Will Smith. She didn't like the whole family. She didn't like anything. I'm just like, how do you hate Will Smith? He's a national treasure, if you ask me. I mean, I guess some parents really don't understand, you know? Because for me, we are in the month of June, but it's officially not summertime because I have not heard the song on the radio yet. That's probably because I haven't been listening to the radio a lot. So that could be it, too. So... for me, it'll probably be like in August, and then I'll declare it summer once I hear that song. But yeah, no, I liked Will Smith as a genie. I thought he did a great job. He really made it his own character. That's what he said in multiple interviews. Like he wasn't going to attempt to emulate the great late Robin Williams. He was just gonna make it his own, and he did. We got Will Smith as the genie. He was a fun genie. So yeah. Really great cast. I thought everybody was cast perfectly. Aladdin, you know, he was great. Jafar was great. And it's great to know that Princess Jasmine is still like the finest Disney princess in animation and in live action now. So that's a great takeaway from the movie as well, people. If there's anything you're gonna take away, that should be that right there. So yeah, I mean, a lot of fun little, like, spot them here and there Easter eggs. Like, you know, of course, the Mickeys. And, like, in every Disney film, if you can find the Mickeys, you know, the three circles that look like Mickey Mouse's head and stuff like that. You know, the head and the ears. So, it was fun trying to spot those. I really didn't find them all. Yeah, it was just great. It was, I really liked the whole live action of trying to escape the cave. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I liked that a lot. That was awesome. So it followed the same plot as the original one, of course, you know, the original animated film. But there's a little bit of a twist there because, you know, I found out, like, in the original animated version, Jasmine was only 15. So that makes my previous comment kind of weird now. So, yeah, I didn't know that. She was, like, 15. So at the time, little me would have been okay saying, oh, she fine. Me now, disgusting. Stop. So, with that being said, this Jasmine now, oh, she has plans. She don't need no man. She's been listening to Beyonce, all right? This Jasmine is an independent woman, all right? She wants to be, she does not need to marry a man to rule a kingdom. She can be Sultan. That's what she wants to do, all right? That is, like, that is an important takeaway right there. This Jasmine is not some woman to just be all like, hi, you're gonna be on my arm and you're gonna help me rule kingdoms because I'm gonna be the Sultan. Like, no, she's like, nah, bitch, sit down, I'm the Sultan, all right? So that's her whole thing. And there's this really great song in there that she does now called Speechless, which was kind of weird. My son had pointed out, because I noticed in the movie too, but he pointed it out last night, because like the guards are starting to take her away, and then she starts singing, and then all of a sudden they start turning into dust. He basically said it's like Thanos' snap got into Agrabah somehow. And yeah, and she's doing her whole song and everything's kind of like in slow motion too. And we're like, well, what the fuck? Like, what just happened here? Jasmine got superpowers. She collected all the stones. And yeah, but no, it's all in her head. We find that out later when she decides to speak up and let her former guard know that, like, oh, this isn't right. You shouldn't be arresting us. So yeah, that was pretty cool. There was really no references to Robin Williams, though. That made me kind of sad. But I understand they kind of want to make their own and stuff like that. But there was one really quick little diagram of the three characters, Aladdin, the Sultan, and the Genie, to show the progression of power, I guess. Like the whole power scheme, and they use the original animation from the original Aladdin film, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, it was a fun ride of a movie. Guy Ritchie directed it, you can really tell. I don't know, like, I really liked the whole number scene when the Prince Ali song. I thought that looked really great. It was very colorful, very bright, very, it just popped. I don't know, I just wish, I really think Baz Luhrmann could have done a lot with this movie. I feel like because it was a musical in there, you know, of course you have these great songs like the one I alluded to earlier with my beautiful rendition of. Yeah, I think that could have been awesome. But you know, Guy Ritchie did a good job. Like, I can't hate him. You know, so it was a fun movie. If you're looking for a fun movie that the family will enjoy, I know my little one did, especially the whole cave when we first see the genie. He freaking loved it. He was just cackling away over there. So that's my little spoilerific opinion piece of the great movie that is Aladdin. If you're looking for fun, looking for just good entertainment, go see it. Oh, another fun fact that I found out later on, the parrot, Iago, played by the great Alan Tudyk. What is this man is like in every Disney film now. Like, it's amazing. I love it. I love Alan Tudyk. He's good people. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Tudyk. Thank you. So yeah, that was about it. So I don't know what y'all doing today, but if you ain't got nothing you're doing, go see Aladdin. It was fun. Get yourself some popcorn, get a soda, get a pickle. I don't care. Just go watch it. All right, people. As always, much love, much peace, and I will talk to y'all later. Adios.